Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Grateful, thankful, and truly blessed this morning to be with you. Hallelujah. And all I can say is thanking God for a man of God who wakes up and prays. Thank you, Pastor Few and Morning Glory Nation, for making my morning. Well, and we have a caller first thing this morning. Caller 2968, your line is open. Good morning.
Oh, it is a blessed morning indeed, and so blessed indeed. And I guess God made you extra sweet this morning. Must have been knowing I like it like that, you know. So what a treat you are. Thank you. Huh?
And what can we do for you this morning?
Oh, I'm just praising God with you this morning. I woke up this morning
praise
in love.
God, Yes, Lord.
Yeah. I'm celebrating.
And the word
that
God
life.
Gave me for this morning is rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And we are rejoicing
Amen.
This morning. For this is God's day. Hallelujah. It is God's
Woo.
Day. And we are thankful for it.
Come
you
on.
Know, when we get up in the morning, God gave you a new day, didn't he? All we got to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Come
you
on.
For the sunshine. Thank you for the rain.
Yeah.
Thank you for a brand new day. God gave it to us. And all I can say this morning is thank you. Thank you,
you
thank
know something?
You, thank you.
You know something?
Yes, man, God.
Like every time you'd be saying like this, you know what I mean? I'm just like, yeah, because I know how precious it is to walk in God's love and to glorify him as he works in your life. I understand when you praise God because he's good to you, not just sometimes, no, not just when you feel like it, but he's good with all the time. And so when you praise him all the time, that's giving God his glory. And when you can see God smiling on you, you are one blessed sister. And we got brothers out here like myself, and we're all in Christ, and we just magnifying the Lord, and God takes a lot of pleasure in that. You know what I mean?
Amen. You know, today in our study, we will be coming out of Romans, we will be coming out of Psalms 95, and we will be starting the 23rd Proverb. And the word of God is so very rich this morning. As many know, on this Morning Glory Experience, we have been studying Job, and we are continuing in Job. But today is different because I don't blog on Saturday. We blog Monday, Sunday through Friday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Praise the Lord that we don't have to deviate very often. But I thank you, man of God, for pushing that number one and speaking a word this morning. And I pray God's blessing and his grace over you, over your family, over your ministry, over the things that God has planned for you, because what God has for you is for you, and can't nobody take it because it's irrevocable. Your gift
Amen.
And your calling are yours and only yours. Let God use you, man of God, today. But there are some things that's going on, but God says, it is well with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It is
Amen.
Well with you, man of God. And I thank you for joining us this morning as
yeah.
we move forward in God's word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just say hallelujah with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. But
Amen.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All of God's
You know, I love this song.
Yet.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You got
I'm
that right.
Boy. Y'all know we get giddy up on moving forward. I get giddy for Jesus. So, man of God, I'm going to have to put you back on hold. But I thank you so much for calling in. I thank you for your words. You know, this morning I'm a part of another ministry called Morning Glory Nation. And the pastor that teaches woke up and he was walking in the spirit and praying over pastors today. And so I say, let's lift pastors up today, because we know that the enemy has been busy. He has been attacking men and women of God all over this nation, all over this world. And we're going to send a special prayer to our troops that are trying to get our people out of Afghanistan, as the enemy thinks that he is going to ruin and rule something. But we know that we serve a mighty God, and that nothing's going to happen that God does not allow. So we're going to pray this morning for our people, and we're going to rejoice as well as weep. But we know that they're with me. God is in charge of everything. Hallelujah.
That's right. Thank He's going to empower these people. He's going to empower these people through your life, because your life that you live in His love that you're walking in, God gave you faith. Okay, so the faith that He gave you is what's at work in your life of obedience to what He said in His word.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so the faith that God gives us demands that we listen to Him, the Spirit, and not what man thinks that God is saying to us. Because that's a mistake, and people make mistakes all the time. But when you make a mistake, you have an opportunity, because the Spirit shows you that everything you see is an opportunity for you to put your faith in Him and learn to trust Him in that particular area of your life concerning Christ working in you mightily, through you mightily, and for you. And there's nothing against that.
Ooh, hallelujah. Man of God, if you don't mind, could you give us your first name? And are
Craig.
You a pastor?
No, I'm just a guy that loves to study the Word of God. That's all.
Woo, thank you. I just appreciate it. You don't even understand. God gave you that word this morning. And
I
say that
did.
Because you don't understand that my ministry is called faith. That's the ministry that God gave me. And it's
okay.
A women's
God
ministry.
Bless you.
And it is called faith. So you don't even understand that faith is a word that God has given me to walk in faith and not in fear. And I thank God. So that's why I know that you call for a purpose and a reason. And I thank God for you. Thank you. But I'm going to have to put you on hold so we can do the will of God, which is to get that word out so that somebody who may not be able to read it but can hear it will get it.
Yeah.
Because God's
there
word
go.
Is too true. And we have got to get it out. That is my assignment, is to read the Word of God, to teach the Word of God, and to let those that may not be in the four walls to hear a word from God. So I thank you so much. God bless you. God let His light shine upon you. God give you peace. God give you grace. God give you the desire of your heart. For God knows that you love Him.
Amen.
And I just want to tell you, He loves
you
back. Have a blessed man, God, and thank you for listening in. And thank being bold and pushing that number one. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. And
God,
God bless
you and your family. Thank you so much, man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, man of God. God is so good. And I love the fact that when you need to hear a word, God will send someone for you to give it to you. For those that don't know, I am a part of Table of Life Ministries, and I am the director and pastor over women's ministry, and I'm grateful. You know, God gave us women's ministry because we all need a word from God. And today, God sent this awesome man of God just to speak over this ministry and over our lives. God is good and greatly to be praised. We praise Him this morning. We give Him honor this morning. We give Him glory. Father God, We are thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be called children of the Most High God. We ask you, Father God, to light up this planet with your word. Those that may be anywhere in this world, that they hear this word, that they receive this word, that they know we have to stand on your word. Lord God, I'm praying a special prayer for your coverage over the people of Cabal, that you, Lord God, put a standard around that nation, that you put a standard around that capital city, that you, Lord God, defeat the Taliban, that you show the world that there is one God, and his name is Jehovah, and that he protects his children. Father God, we are praying for the people of Afghanistan this morning that are not wanting to be ruled by devils, that are not wanting to be ruled by those that are trying to take you away from them. Lord God, we are lifting up the name of Jesus this morning over Afghanistan, over our troops that are still there, over our embassies, and over those that helped us. Lord God, we're asking you to protect women and children from the evilness and the snare of the devil. Father God, we are praying and we are rejoicing for those that are set free from the evilness of those that will try to rule in tyranny. Father God, we are praying for our nation, Sunday, that the church is within us. Father God, as you told, as Joshua spoke to the children of Israel, we got to choose this day. Who will we serve? Lord God, as for me and my house, we will serve you. Father God, I serve you this morning. I ask you to increase as I decrease. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For Lord God, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. You are my Father, and I thank you for allowing me to be in your family. Lord God, I lift up the name of Jesus this morning. Lord God, I lift up the name of Jesus this morning, and I thank you. I thank you with my whole heart for salvation. I thank you, Lord, that you allowed your son to die for my sins. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me for anything I may have said, done, or spoken, that I may read your word with a clean heart and a righteous spirit within me. In Jesus' name, I lift up pastors today, asking you, Lord God, to give them words for their congregation, that souls may be saved and lives may be changed. Lord God, I lift up pastors today, asking you to cover them from the crowns of their head to the soles of their feet as they lead their flocks on this morning. And Lord, I ask you to allow the people to walk in with hearts unhardened, ready to receive a word from you. Again, I pray in the name of the matchless Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. To our word this morning, and we are starting in Psalms chapter 95, and our word is this: oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is great, is the great God, and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his alone. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Can y'all say hallelujah with me? That's a word that's preaching itself. That's the one thing I love about the word of God. You don't have to preach God's word. God's word preaches itself. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not rest. They shall not enter my rest. Don't play with God. Don't play with God, for his word is true, and he is greatly to be praised. Psalms 96, verses 1 through 6. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Can y'all say that with me this morning? For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols. I'm saying that again. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in sanctuary. Oh, whew. Thank you, Lord, for this word this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. And our proverb word for today is this, Proverbs 23. And it says, when you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you and put a knife to your throat. If you are a man given to appetite, do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. They are deceptive food. Do not overwork to be rich, because if your own understanding cease, will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Remember, the word tells us we cannot serve two gods. You cannot serve God and mammon, for you will love one and hate the other. And it also says that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. So we have to be very careful, because this is what the word says. Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacies, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. Wow. We got to trust God on his word. Not mine, not yours, but God. God's word is the word we stand on. God's word is the word we lean on. God's word is the word that wakes us up in the morning. God's word is the word that puts us to sleep at night. God's word is what keeps us going in the midnight hour. Hallelujah. And I have a few life lessons. And for those that are just joining this Moving Forward experience, this Bible study is a word-based study. We study the word of God. We read the word of God. Every word. Some pronounced correctly, some not. I'll just be honest. But I know that the word of God knows my heart. And he knows that I'm doing this because this is my assignment. And the one thing that God says is that we must study his word day and night. We must meditate on it day and night. And, you know, I am coming this year out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And I am in New King James. And the reason God put New King James on my heart instead of King James, I am a King James reader, but I read New King James because it makes it easier to understand for those that have never been in the Word, have never read a Word, don't even understand what a Bible is. And if they just happen to come upon this show, God wants His Word to be understood. And so that is why New King James is my Bible of choice. So I thank God for it, and I thank God for giving us knowledge to read and to study. For those that are like, well, who is she? Well, I have a degree in communications, and I also have a degree in theology. So I'm thanking God for the education, and I'm thanking God for the knowledge, but it's not even that, because the Word of God is for anybody and everybody, and you don't have to have a degree to do it. You just read it. It's wonderful, and it is life-changing. It has changed my life, and I hope it changes yours. So I thank God for the reading and teaching of His Word this morning. And I ask God to watch and bless over each and every one of you as we study the Word of God. Our word this morning is coming out of Romans, but as again, going back to life lessons, life questions, life examples, because this is a Charles Stanley study Bible, we are studying with Dr. Stanley. And so when I say a life lesson or a life question, the commentary is majority Dr. Stanley. And then he may give us other scriptures to go to. So we may deviate slightly from our lesson plan, which is to read the word as it is. And we have New Testament, Old Testament. On Fridays, it is normally all Old Testament word. On Sundays, it may be Proverbs and Psalms in the Old Testament, and then our New Testament word, because I do not do a show on Saturdays. I do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's word that is in this daily Bible on Friday and Sunday. So, because the Word of God says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And I just don't work on Saturdays. That's my time with God. That's just my personal time to do, just relax and have time in the Spirit and have time with God. So I thank God for my time with Him as well. So let's get back into our Romans word. But before we do, we're going to have some life lessons from our Psalms and Proverbs word this morning. And again, thanking Dr. Stanley, who I truly believe is an awesome man of God. And God has used him mightily in the time that he has preached the word. He is humble, but he gets what God has to say, and he says it, and he gives it to us in such a way that any and everybody can understand it. So this morning, in our Psalms, word 95 and 8, it says, do not harden your heart as in a rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. And we're going to go over real quick to Hebrews chapter 3. So please join me in Hebrews chapter 3. And we're going to go to verses 7, 8, and 15. And it's always, as you all know that have been with me, I am a firm believer that you must read a word in context. So if it's not in context, I'll read the whole entire section. And, you know, as the man of God was talking this morning about faith, Hebrews chapter 3 is a faith word. And, you know, as the son was faithful, you know, it talks about being faithful, be faithful. And it talks about the folks in the wilderness. But Hebrews chapter 3 is a great word about faith. And when we go to Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, it says this, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness. And we're going to keep going. And it says, where your fathers tested me, and this is God speaking, tried me and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation, and we just read that whole thing, and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. And then it goes on to tell us in verse 12, beware, brother, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. And I'm going to read it one more time. Beware, brother, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. God is wanting to get our attention. And as Dr. Stanley says in chapter 4, go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7. And again, we're going to get it in context. And it says it again. Again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. And as Dr. Stanley says, to encourage his readers to listen carefully to God and to demonstrate their faith by obeying him. When we stop listening, it's when we get into trouble. And, you know, I love, y'all know my little book. I love my little book. And, you know, our word that tells us, you know, it's kind of 10 words in the Bible in 10 words for every chapter. But we're going to go over to Hebrews, and we'll read it again when we actually get to Hebrews. But I just want to say, tell you what Hebrews is. And this, for those that are just joining us, it's called Know Your Bible. And it's all 66 books of the Bible. And it's just a little handy book that gives an overview of the Bible. And it just tells you for each chapter what that chapter means in 10 words or less. Tells you that this particular chapter, what you're going to learn in it. And it's awesome. It just kind of gives you a little teeny overview. And I love it because that's what it does. And it talks about Hebrews in 10 words or less. Jesus is better than any Old Testament person or sacrifice. In 10 words or less. Jesus is better than any Old Testament person or sacrifice. And it talked about the authors of Hebrews. It says, not stated, but Paul, Luke, Barnabas, and Apollos have all been suggested. It was probably written around AD 70. Since Hebrews refers to temple sacrifices, the Jerusalem temple was destroyed by Romans in AD 70. So it was before the destruction of the temple. You know, and it talks about different quotables. But the one thing is not in this particular book that they tell you, but I am a firm believer that we must not harden our hearts. But I love this word, love brotherly, let brotherly love continue. And that's Hebrews 13:1. We got to love each other, family. We got to trust God and love each other. And, you know, another from our Psalms word that Dr. Stanley gave us, Psalms 96, sing to the Lord a new song. What does Scripture encourage us to sing a new song to the Lord? Old songs are good, too, but new songs help us to see God in a fresh light and to appreciate him in a new way. Hallelujah. What a word. God is good and greatly to be praised. So let's get into our Romans word this morning. And for those just joining us, we are in Romans chapter 12. And we're going to be Romans 12, 13, and 14, I believe, this morning. So let's get started in the word of God. And I will, if time permits, do some life lessons and life questions from Dr. Stanley from our study Bible. But if not, we will read our scripture because that is what God has given me to do. And the word, again, we rejoice. Let us rejoice this morning. Let us just say hallelujah. Just say hallelujah with me. You know, we will have time to weep. As many know, one of my co-workers passed away. And I just praise God that we have opportunity to weep. So rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep, family. Let's give God glory, honor, and praise in everything we do and in everything we say. And the word of God says in Romans chapter 12, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Man of God this morning talked about faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. Hallelujah. He who teaches, he teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. Be he who leads with diligence, who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. And I thank God for my church. Thank you, Lord, for the Table of Life Ministries. Thank you, because everything we are talking about, we are doing at the... And I love this word. I'm going to go back because, you know, we talk about love, peace, and joy at our church, because you do find love and you do find peace and you find joy. But I love this word, and I'm going to read it again. Verse number 9, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be godly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Prayer changes things. Sister Carolyn says it all the time. We got to push, which is pray until something happens. Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. We got to be hospitable to those that are in need. And we just got to be hospitable to each other. Come on now. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. And it's hard, but we got to do it. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And that is our word for this morning. And put it in context. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Come on now. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. And the church said amen, because we are all saved by grace. Repay no one evil for evil. I'm going to do it. Eye for an eye. That's what I say. Read that in context. Come back whenever you get a minute and read it eye for an eye in context. You know, read it in context, and don't try to come back and throw a word out being evil. That's not a God. Repay, the word of God tells us, repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. But in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And you got to rebuke those spirits that will try to attack you when you are doing what you are doing for God. Because we all understand that the enemy is out there. We know that there are evil people doing evil things. We know that there are people praying against the word of God. But we are going to lift up the name of Jesus. And I bind any spirit attack. The spirit of Python that will try to choke you out, I bind that spirit and send it right back to the pits of hell, never to return. For we are children of God. And when God says study and meditate, he just says meditate on my word day and night. We must meditate and on this word day and night. We must read this word day and night. We must trust in God all the time. But God is great and greatly to be praised, giving honor to the Most High God, who is a source of my strength. Hallelujah. And I stand on his word. We stand on his word this morning. And the word of God says this in Romans chapter 13. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. And so this is a word for all of those out there who want to say, well, you know, that was not my choice. So my choice didn't win. So I'm just going to rebel against it. What? And you say you're a Christian now. What does the word of God tell us? And I'm going to read it again. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Good, bad, ugly. God is the one that appointed them. And I know some folks got upset and mad at me when I said this. 5 years ago, when Donald Trump became president of the United States, he was president because God chose him. Last year, when Joe Biden won the presidential election, he won because God chose him. Don't get out there trying to rebel, and you claim to be a Christian. I'm going to rebel. I don't like God's choice. That's what you're saying when you go up against what God has put Joe Biden in place for this season. When his 4 years are up, God may put someone else in his place. But it's God who makes those decisions, and he does it for a purpose and for a reason. And the purpose and the reason we may not understand, but we say we pray for that person in authority. We pray for God to watch over them. We pray for God to lift them up. We pray for God to keep them covered by the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. We are asking God to watch over our president because he is our president. And I know there are those that are saying he made the wrong decision in Afghanistan, that these Taliban folks are taking over, and they're just away from the doorstep of us. Well, I tell you this, the Taliban can't do anything unless God allows it. And God will wipe them out if God so chooses. So don't get upset. Just pray. Because God is in charge of this planet. God is in charge of this world. God is in charge because we understand God, just an earthquake just happened in Haiti, 7.2 magnitude. We don't know God's plan for that nation if he is trying to take it off the face of the earth. We don't know. But we pray for the Haitians. We pray for God's people. We pray. We ask God to watch over our planet. We ask God to watch over the people of this earth that are in turmoil. Just as the building collapsed in Florida, has God gotten your attention yet? Earthquake in Haiti. Taliban trying to take back over Afghanistan after 20 years of us being there. It's as if we weren't there because the enemy is coming back again, steal and destroy. We've got to trust God and pray. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, we have to pray. Pray for those that are less fortunate. Pray for nations that are going through. We are going through as a nation. Pray for us. Pray for your brothers and your sisters. Pray, pray, and pray some more. Pray until something happens. Family, we got to push. We are in a pushing season. And as we continue in this word, it says, therefore, whoever resists authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Come on now. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes. Pay them for those non-taxpayers out there. I think the government don't need to be in my life. Why should I give them my hard-earned money? Excuse me. Tithes are for the church to keep the lights on, to keep the water running, you know, to keep the heat in the winter and cool in summer. You know, folks get all bent out, don't want to pay their tithes. And just like folks don't want to pay their taxes, how do you think the bridges? They just passed this big, huge infrastructure bill. But the bottom line is, how do you think we have highways and byways to roll down your tax dollars pay for the upkeep of this country? That's what your taxes are for, the upkeep of this country. Do we want to live in a third world country where you have nothing but dusty roads, roads falling apart, bridges collapsing? That's what your taxes do. They make sure that your children who may be in the rural area might have internet so they can go to school if school is closed, or if you don't feel that they need to be in a setting with other children but need to study alone on the internet. If you live in a rural area, what you going to do? Or if schools are so far that you can't get to them and that your kids online. It is your tax dollars that pays for that. It's your tax dollars that pays for that sanitation worker. It is your tax dollars that pays for laws to be written and things to be done in this country. So don't get upset about paying taxes, just like you should not be upset about paying your tithes, 10%. But because of this, you also pay taxes, is the word of God. Not my word, but God's word. But they are God's ministers attending continually to their very thing, rendered therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and there is any other commandment. And if there is any other commandment, all are summed up in this, saying namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Come on now. And do this knowing that the time that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Come on now. God's word is preaching itself this morning. That's what I say. Preachers don't have to preach. Pastors don't have to teach. The word of God teaches and preaches itself. All you have to do is read it and meditate on it day and night. Romans chapter 14. Receive who is weak. In our man of God this morning talked about faith. And there it is again. But not to dispute over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things. But he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat. And let not him who does not eat judge him. Who eats, for God has received him. Who are you to judge another servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. I don't eat pork, but that's my own personal preference. And it's me fasting from pork. Give up what you like. I like bacon. That's my favorite meat. I could eat bacon all the time. But when God put it in my heart some years ago to give up pork, I gave it up. And I don't eat it. And I mean, I have wanted to cry because I am a person that loves green beans. I love green beans. But I don't eat green beans if pork is in it. I just don't. And that is my personal preference. And if I choose to do that, don't judge me, because I will not judge you for the ribs that you eat. And them barbecue ribs, I don't judge you for your ham and cheese sandwich, and I don't judge you for your bacon, lettuce, and tomato, which makes my mouth water, because I used to eat bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich all the time. But I gave it up because that was something that I loved that I needed to fast from, because I'm expecting a move of God in my life. Comes but by prayer and fasting. If it's important, and it was something that's important to me, and I'm going to fast until I see that change come. Hallelujah. And the word of God says one person's esteem one day above another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord. And he who does not observe the day to the Lord, he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat to the Lord, he does not eat and give God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are to the Lord. We are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. And I'm saying this, my decision to give up pork was not because it's unclean, not because, you know, it's pig or it's, you know, it's a cloven hoof or any of that. It's because it is what I gave up, because it was something that I wanted and I loved and I ate too much of that I had to go on a fast from. And I'm still fasting from it. My decision between me and God was. It has nothing to do with anything else but a covenant between me and God. And when you make a vow, you don't break that vow to God. And it goes on to say, yet if your brother is grieving because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom God Christ died. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Again, when you rejoice, I rejoice. When you weep, I weep with you. We are brothers and sisters under Christ. And the word of God says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ is these things acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one makes edify another, in which one may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. And if God put in my heart, you know, you are messing with somebody's faith. You are messing with somebody's salvation. When you say, no, I don't want that because of this or that, then if God says, I release you to eat those green beans with the pork in it, then I will eat those green beans with the pork in it. But if it's going to cause, especially if it causes offense to a brother or sister, that will cause them to stumble from their salvation. But I will follow God and the Holy Spirit. You know, so we have all this is the word of God. But we got to go with what does the Lord say? What does the Master say? What does my Father say? And there may be times where you don't know. And you are forgiven for that. But if you know, you do better. But we don't want to ever cause a brother or sister to stumble. You know, if you dance and you are a dancer and you love to dance. And you like to listen to secular music. But if it causes a brother or sister to stumble, you need to put that away. You need to quit. You don't do it in the presence of those that you will cause to stumble. If you drink wine and you know the person you are with is an alcoholic, you don't drink wine in their presence. You don't do anything that will cause a brother or a sister to stumble and fall and lose what God is doing in our life. And I'm going to say it again, do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat meat nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves, but he who doubts condemn if he eats because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. Did you hear that? Whatever is not from faith is sin. The word of God is true in everything. Let us always give honor to God. Give honor to God in everything. Let the Lord God guide you. Let the Lord God lead you. Let the Lord God be who you call out to in the midnight hour. Who you pray to in the morning light and in the dawn and in the midnight and in the day. Pray all the time. There's nothing wrong with prayer. More prayer, more power. Let God be the source of your strength. You know, if you are a person that likes comic books, let your super strength be that you trust God and have faith. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Both rejoicing and weeping imply genuine, heartfelt emotion. This kind of keenly felt connection, only when we choose to get deeply involved in the lives of other believers. And that's the title of our lesson today. And that is what we have to do. We have to love each other. Care about each other. Present your body as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God. And it's that, and Paul says, Paul encourages us to imagine that we bring our bodies to God each day, lay them on the altar before his presence and ask him to use this sacrifice for his glory and the good of his people. It's only reasonable. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. And another life lesson, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God does not want us to try hard to sin less, but to depend upon his spirit to be transformed into people who love to please God through willing obedience. That transformation begins with the mind. We being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. God is never pleased when someone says, I love Jesus, but I don't need the church. Jesus died to create the church. So to demean his beloved creation is to demean both him and his work. And God will beat your behind. I'm speaking from experience. I was one of those folks. I love the Lord. I love God. I love Jesus. I read my word, and I don't need to go to no church. I was wrong. And I paid for it. And so I say, yes, you do need to be part of the body of God. And if it means for you to start a church where two or three gather in my name, I will be a God in the midst. We must gather together in his name as we gather together across the airways. He is in our midst. God is in our midst. Even though we are far apart, he's in our midst. So keep God first. And I love this word. It says in Romans 13:1, there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Joseph submitted to the Egyptian authorities. Daniel submitted to the Babylonian authorities. Mordecai submitted to the Persian authorities. Jesus submitted to the Roman authorities. While none of these regimes were godly, God had authority, had authorized them all. Keep that in your heart. And I love this next word from Romans 13. It says, we know we should have, it says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill its lust. We know we should avoid a certain place, but we go there anyway. We recognize a personal weakness for a particular activity, but we tempt ourselves anyway. How often do we fall into sin because we plan for it? And that's a word for today. Thank you, God, for this word. Thank you, each and every one of you. And as we get ready to depart, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours, family. Be blessed. For you are highly favored by God. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And before we get out of here, a quick word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. As we get ready to wrap it up today, thank God for all that he does in your life. And a word for yesterday was this: blessings are sent to you this day. May your Saturday be filled with peace and love. And for this morning, it's simply a proverb. Good morning. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4:13. Have a strong family. Be blessed. It is a wrap, for God is good and greatly to be praised. Rejoice today. And with those that are bereaved, weep with them. For God has given us each assignment. Do your assignment and do it for the glory of God. I thank the man of God that listened in this morning and called in. I thank each and every one of you who listen in daily. May God watch over you. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may he give you peace. Have a blessed day, family. It's a wrap. It's time to go to church. Find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church And if you have opportunity, try to get to Sunday school, because it is important to have that time of lesson where you can ask questions. Have a blessed day. It's around.